Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports are coming in from the Middle East. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander was killed by a drone strike along the Syrian-Iraq border on Tuesday. Iran denies the event took place and will continue to look into this. The Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over President Trump's directive to exclude illegal immigrants in the country from the 2020 census count. The census determines the number of House seats each state gets and the allocation of funding to states. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said state officials are investigating third-party groups trying to register people in other states to vote in the Georgia Senate runoffs.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
The investigations are into at least four groups. Efforts come ahead of the January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Backing President Trump's claim of voter fraud, proof of the voter fraud has been delivered to the FBI. The FBI is using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project. The project's director, Philip Klein, said Monday on Newsmax TV.
We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state. And all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about. And there's also one other important point to make about all of these areas. Had hundreds of millions of dollars poured into their election offices by Mark Zuckerberg, matching the federal government expenditure. And through his charities, they paid the election judges, they paid the people who boarded up the windows, they bought the machines, and America was kicked out of the counting room and the billionaire invited in all of these swing state urban core cities.
Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Republicans in the state of Ohio are moving forward to impeach the Ohio Republican governor. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In a statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we've just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is, and act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The impeachment effort comes a week after a county in Michigan approved a resolution to support the impeachment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Philly's Lincoln Financial Field to play the Eagles for Monday Night Football. Monday's result marks seven straight victories for the Seahawks against the Eagles, who have yet yet to beat Seattle since Pete Carroll took over as head coach. The Hawks are atop the AFC West with an 8-3 record. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Adam Meldrum joins us now. Adam was recently featured in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Examiner. He's been dubbed the GOP's chatbot and artificial intelligence guru. Well, that's a lot of pressure on you, Adam.
You know, it's less than I get from my wife every day, so I'll take it.
Well, that's okay, but boy, I'll tell you, if we've ever needed some inside information on what's going on with AI especially, you know, the experts tell me that AI is already in control, that we're just all being, you know, corralled, and sooner or later we're going to realize this. What do you say?
Well, you know, I think it's an interesting tool. It makes a lot of things happen in a lot of automated ways, whether that's outputting messaging. A lot of what we do is delivering, you know, digital media. The people in elections and try to persuade them one way or another on how to vote and sign up and joining campaigns. And it automates and it makes that process a lot more intelligent. But then it also allows us to look at data that people put out there and how they talk about things and words they use and the attitudes they have towards candidates and opinions and measure that data that's out there with a lot of volume and measure that. So it helps, you know, kind of make things work both ways. So it's a big part of the process in both of those things.
Well, what a powerful tool that has evolved over the past decades here, Adam, to such a degree, as you say, that, boy, it's so sophisticated that even some of the sophistication can be a bit scary in how it influences voters.
I think that's true, you know, especially on the outbound messaging side. You know, the sophistication of how it reaches people, how we can prompt people for what we call like a brand lift survey, where we ask them questions after they've been exposed to media that we put out there, and they tell us how they feel about it, if they remember it, and then it learns from those responses and kind of automatically optimizes, you know, delivery in real time around those responses, which is different than the normal model of, you know, you put a bunch of media out there and broadcast, you take a poll 2 weeks later, you get some feedback, and then you go tweak your messaging. You know, this stuff really happens in real time now.
Exactly.
And you're playing one off the other from stuff you're putting out there to things you're learning along the way, and it helps, you know, make powerful impact on people.
Yeah, without a doubt. What did you make of what a Facebook insider had to say about Zuckerberg, that he could send a message out in the middle of the night and influence 18 million voters, and nobody would know about it? It's subtle. I mean, it almost smacked of subliminal marketing that you and I may have grown up with or understood, you know, some of the bit of the science that, of course, you know, you couldn't do in theaters, you couldn't do in TV messaging. But now in the social media world, subliminal advertising and marketing is here and in operation.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time, you know, for the reach you have to people. You never had the speed and the reach into audiences like you do now with social media, and the ability of people themselves to play a role in that kind of messaging going viral organically, right? You know, social media is social because we share things on there as an audience. So you have these, you know, two things happening at the same time. You have a greater reach into people, and you have a speed at which you can do it. So it presents new challenges, and I think that's what you see,
right?
You know, a lot is that, you know, these things haven't come up before. So it's on us, it's on the platforms, it's on the government, it's on the users of the platforms themselves to understand how to do this safely, you know, and take the benefits of it and minimize some of the risks.
Exactly. Or minimize some of the manipulative aspects of AI. I mean, this is quite a powerful science that is still a bit embryonic and almost like Facebook. I think, you know, they're realizing when they first got into it that, it was a dating service. Now here it is. I mean, the powerful force that has begun today. And who would have thunk? I mean, to the point that, their 230 exemption is now being looked at because they've, they've crossed the line. But that's a whole another discussion. But getting back to my earlier question of you was, what did you think of that statement from the Facebook insider that said Zuckerberg had this kind of power because of artificial intelligence and the mechanism of Facebook and social media operations? Well, does that concern you?
I think the opportunity for people to take advantage of it does concern me. And I think there's an interesting point to think about. You know, the technology allows for that to happen, but it's still incumbent on somebody having a malicious intent, you know, one way or the other to take advantage of it in that way. And I think we need to guard against, putting safeguards in place against anybody that does have malicious intent in there. But then we also need to, judge people and judge the people that are in control of these things and make decisions about if they are kind of wielding some malicious intent to make stuff happen. Because the other thing I would say with it is, while the ability for it to happen does exist, it takes a concerted effort. It's not just one message that goes out there, creates that kind of impact. Sure, it can reach 18 million people, but does one message really, is it able to produce that kind of, outcome that somebody wants with one simple message? And my answer to that would most likely be no.
No, I would agree, because it's repetition. We've learned that from other media forms, is that it is the bombardment of a repetitive message that begins to, form, those kind of commands in people's thoughts. And, we understand it. But the fact that you could even have one, but the other thing, going back to what you were talking about in terms of malicious intent, this is why we have the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution are those bumper guards, for malicious intent, right?
Correct, 100%. Yeah, and I think, as we talked about earlier, it's a new space. Obviously, this stuff wasn't around when the framers were, kind of writing the Constitution and in that context. So it takes, trial and error. It's going to take people looking at this with, both sides trying to work together. It's going to take the platforms to be involved. It's going to take a user base for it to be involved. And we're going to have to figure this out together. And the quicker we do that and all have a good faith effort towards it, I think the more productive we'll be.
Well, without a doubt. And the thing I'm most concerned about, Adam, to be honest with you, is our First Amendment right, the freedom of speech. One of the things that has been touched on but not really looked into very closely is how speech was squelched. You had, in fact, admittedly, pollsters said, well, we have the, the shy Trump voter, the one that wants to avoid confrontation. I mean, when you purposely get people to stop talking about some interest, whether it has to do with drinking Coke or, buying a certain stock, people are excited about it. But if they start getting excited and say something and then somebody says, invalidates them and questions their legitimacy and wants to cancel them, that's an infringement on our First Amendment right. And I believe that at the end of the day, when we reevaluate what happened in 2016, we're going to see that the squelching of speech did have a net effect on the amount of people that did vote for Donald Trump.
I certainly think it does have some effect. And it's one of the things that's helpful about this process, some of these tools, you take the good and the bad with them, is you're able to look back and you're able to, kind of see the historical context and see the outcomes that we know now exist and make some informed judgments about the measurement between those two things and try to measure the impact and learn from that and obviously, do better moving forward. But I think, there was two things that were happening. I think these platforms for the first time were taking an editorial role in some of the content on their platforms, from a speech perspective, to your point. Mm-hmm. And I think they made some mistakes in how they did that. And I think I hope they learn from them. I hope everybody can play a part in making sure they do it better next time. And then I think you had also these polls, that, like you said, discounted and they didn't know how to measure, a shy Trump voter. So one of the things that we tried to do was look for signals that people were putting out there online, in some of the measurement that we were doing that wasn't necessarily so outwardly, clear, but it was, over periods of time, if people talk a certain way about certain issues or they, certain kind of language patterns that they use, certain issues they talk about more than others with a certain frequency, we can kind of figure out who who might be more likely
exactly.
a voter or a Biden voter, and use some of those
right.
Those signals to provide measurement rather than somebody who just doesn't want to give you a straight answer to something.
Exactly. We got more from
base about there.
We've got more from Adam Meldrum. We've got to go to break. More from Adam after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
We're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Adam Meldrum continues. Recently featured in the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Examiner. He's been dubbed the GOP's chatbox and artificial intelligence guru. That is chatbot. I want to make sure I said that clearly for you and articulated. Adam, why is it the polls got it wrong again?
I think there's a number of reasons. I think when you look at the whole media landscape, these days, you know, it's harder to reach people. People are more bombarded with stimulus, right? With stimuli. You have to reach people on radio, phone calls, text messages, different kinds of digital platforms. I think the same way that applies to reaching people on media, it also applies to reaching them and the right portion of the electorate with how you get information like them that you need from polling, right? And I think some of our methods are still too stringent upon, you know, live phone calls. Data only goes into polling. You know, maybe stuff like focus groups at a wider scale where you're getting more context about how people really feel rather than just asking them like a ABC type of question doesn't get put in the mix as much. You know, we try to look at the social data out there and try to treat that as like an always on focus group and add that into our measurement. And I think the big thing is that people just didn't include enough data and look at enough different sources of data and then not realizing how fractured the landscape is to reach the right people, as is harder than it used to be. And I think that's where they went wrong again, you know, and I mm-hmm. think there was to the point of our earlier conversation, there was the shy Trump voter that didn't want to give an answer. Not only did not want to give the answer, but they didn't even want to be questioned in the first place.
Or even gave them the wrong answer. Just gave them the wrong answer just to get them off the phone, you know?
Yeah. It's incumbent upon us to relook at the way that we, you know, use this information and the information that we take into the mix. And then ultimately, you know, how the media reports it too, because the media creates a narrative from this information.
Without a doubt.
Sometimes they don't understand it in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that's what snowballs into, you know, the blue waves coming and all those types of narratives that were talked about that didn't actually happen. So, you know, all sides got to work together to make sure this stuff does better in the future.
Well, in much the same way as 2016, I mean, the media prejudiced the narrative clearly. I mean, when you've got 95%, roughly, just round figures, of the reporting on Donald Trump being negative, what do you expect? I mean, what do you think people are going to say? And, of course, the perception of the media and those on the left was already settled, just like in 2016. That's what shocked them, and it shocked their senses when Donald Trump was elected over Hillary Clinton, when up to a day before, reporters on CNN were saying, it's going to be a landslide, 99%, 1 in a million. I mean, it's 1 million to 1. She's going to win.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. So then they came up with this made-up story about the Russian delusion, and of course it's cost the people, you know, over $40 million. And I think the net loss, when you think about the effectiveness of our government and what this president could have accomplished without having to deal with the collusion and an impeachment and all this other stuff going on, heaven knows how much better off America could have been. And of course, we got hit in the face with COVID. So it's been an interesting 4 years, to say the least, and the people have had to pay the price on it, no doubt. So all these influences had an impact on people's perception, just like where we are right now with the disputed election, things going to court, settled. I mean, right now, America has been conditioned to believe that Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. Anything short of that, all hell's going to break loose. And, you know, and so we'll be back where we were in 2016 one more time if the expected end that the left and the media has told them to expect, if it doesn't happen like that, you know, we're in trouble one more time here, Adam, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, the sentiment around that conversation is one of the things we look at around this stuff with how people talk about it online is extremely negative on both sides. You know, you saw when the election was happening, there was a point in time, specifically around some of the candidates, when the way people talked about them online wasn't so overwhelmingly negative. As we got closer to election day, it got more negative. The conversation around issues, you know, still stuck a little bit more positive. And now as we come out of election day, we have the whole conversation that's happening around election integrity issues. And it's just very negative on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, hopefully one of the good things that comes out of it one way or the other is that we have this data available for how people consume the information about it, when it was happening, how they talked about it. We have a retrospective look on that. And I hope that people will use that as a frame of reference to fix this stuff before election day happens next cycle, mm-hmm. rather than after the fact, you know, when it's a tough time to litigate it. So I hope people are as focused about how to do this better next time and they remain focused you know, once this gets sorted out one way or the other, I hope people treat that as something to fix, you know, ahead of Election Day next cycle rather than after it.
Well, we've got to find a way to unite here and something to make sense. Right now, it doesn't make sense as it stands how somebody can conduct a presidential campaign out of a basement. And people, I mean, yes, he's vice president, been around for 47 years, but how somebody like him can come out and get 80 million votes. I mean, he blew Barack Obama out of the water, and Barack Obama was probably the most modern-day iconic presidential figure in our history. And he outdrew Obama out of a basement. I mean, some of this stuff, it's brain-damaging to the body politic to say, well, how do we reason this together to make sense out of him being elected, along with all the other anecdotal information that's coming out about the election process and, you know, the Dominion software thing, all this stuff. Because the other thing that we didn't talk about in regard to measuring these polls is the enthusiasm gap factor. I mean, Adam, in Phoenix, in Arizona, there was a 96-mile car parade for Donald Trump. I traveled 12 states. I was going cross country from California to Florida, where we live, and I only saw two bumper stickers for Biden Harris. I saw thousands of bumper stickers and flags for Trump. I mean, you know, when you consider polling and the mix, just like the same way with Barack Obama. I mean, we could see the enthusiasm factor for Barack Obama. I mean, he's holding campaign rallies and thousands of people are showing up. I mean, the guy's a rock star, you know, like Donald Trump. And then you got Joe Biden, you know, who's lucky to get 12 people sitting in chairs. And yes, he was COVID and he was, you know, paying attention, all that stuff. But you didn't have this sense of enthusiasm for Joe Biden. And then now you want to tell me that he's going to ballot Donald Trump by 8 million votes? That just doesn't seem possible.
Well, you know, and it's one thing that we saw was the enthusiasm, you know, just for the election in general, you know, was higher, you know, than it had ever been before. So when you're looking at, you know, what happened wrong with measurement and polling, you know, it would have been difficult or hard for anybody to make the right assessments about, you know, a fired up electorate that had never been that fired up before, you know, on both sides of the aisle, you know, which is to your point about taking other data in the mix. And I think that's really where we come back to the media and their role in this with how they create the narrative is those data points that you just mentioned, the enthusiasm you see on the ground, the volume of the conversation online, the way people talk in focus groups about their context for voting for somebody that we know they're maybe more shy than otherwise. All those things need to make their way into the narrative more. It's not just like, okay, here's a poll. It's 100% correct, and there's going to be a blue wave, and this is what's going to happen. You know, and that's what the narrative came from, those one specific data points that were proven to be wrong, you know, in a lot of ways. And all those other signals that you just talked about, they mean something, and those need to be part of the conversation moving forward.
Why do we listen to the same poll people who have been giving us the wrong information? I mean, if they're wrong, they're wrong. I mean, you know, they live another day. And also, I think the thing that's quite suspicious as well, Adam, and maybe you've noticed this, and maybe I'm the only one, I don't know, but it seems like initially the polls are pretty broad. I mean, in one case, you had Biden leading the president by 17%, and, you know, all these different, and then all of a sudden, as you get closer and closer, they dial it back, and they come a little bit closer to give themselves some veracity to you know, but initially, the hype is that, you know, Biden is going to run away with this, there's a blue wave coming, and it didn't happen. He is dubbed the GOP's chatbot and artificial intelligence guru. Adam Meldrum has been our guest. Adam, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it as well.
Who needs needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-87. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports are coming in from the Middle East. An Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander was killed by a drone strike along the Syrian-Iraq border on Tuesday. Iran denies the event took place and will continue to look into this. The Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over President Trump's directive to exclude illegal immigrants in the country from the 2020 census count. The census determines the number of House seats each state gets and the allocation of funding to states. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said state officials are investigating third-party groups trying to register people in other states to vote in the Georgia Senate runoffs.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
The investigations are into at least four groups. Efforts come ahead of the January 5th Senate runoffs that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez live.
America, great to have you along with us, sharing more of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. If images of crowded airports this holiday season are making you reconsider your travel plans, well, how about considering a road trip to the Sunshine State? This is where I live. With people needing to get out more than ever before, the million-dollar question remains, how can I travel safely this holiday season, right? Well, we've got the Florida Insider, multimedia journalist, Delia Colon is with us, and she's going to answer that question, along with many others. She'll give you some great ideas on holiday travel destinations. Think about some fun outdoor activities that allow you to be socially distant and offer important insight for staying safe when traveling. Focus is going to be on new safety guidelines for travel during a time when people want to spread the holiday cheer, not holiday germs. You got that? Delia Colon, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. Doing great.
Hey, I'm excited about this holiday season, even though, look at, and I guess what I like about it is that, you know, when things get a little tough, you know, the tough get going and we come up with some great ideas along the way. And I think that we'll look in the rearview mirror after all this is said and done and say, you know what, I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't have been for that COVID thing, you know?
Yeah, 100%. My family has definitely uncovered some hidden gems here in Florida. And I don't know about you, but I don't need any more scarves.
Yes.
Why not give the gift of experience, right? So many of us had to cancel our travel plans this year, but next year is all about looking forward. So imagine opening up a travel-inspired gift card, something exactly. That you could look forward to. What if you got passes to the Brevard Zoo, where you can go ziplining and feed the animals and actually kayak? I've done this. You can go kayaking around the giraffes. How cool is that?
Wow.
The Sailing Museum, great pictures inside and out. Another option that I love is an annual pass to Florida's 175 state parks where you can go camping, kayaking, fishing. And, Bill, you know we have that year-round beautiful weather for state
parks.
What about the caverns? Florida Caverns State Park in North Florida is an amazing place to explore. And, of course, we can't talk about giving Florida experiences without mentioning our world-class theme parks, from lazy rivers to heart-pounding roller coasters. There's really something for everyone. And something exciting this year at Universal Orlando Resort is these ticket deals they have going on right now and the new Jurassic World Velocicoaster that opens in the summer of 2021.
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they think of Florida, they think of, and understandably, of Orlando and Disney World, which is a great venue. But just like you shared, in just, what, under 2 minutes, all these great new ideas that I would dare say that many Floridians themselves may not even have experienced. I mean, kayaking around giraffes, are you kidding me?
I know. Your Instagram feed will just be popping after that. Another great thing to think about is remote learning. You know, it's been no picnic. I'm a parent myself, so I can tell you it's not always easy, but it's nice because you can take that laptop and wherever you are, that becomes school. So for parents like myself, there are amazing hands-on experiences that are perfect for remote learning and field trips. In Florida, you can teach every subject, Bill, from science and math and history to, of course, everyone's favorite, PE. Take a field trip to Zoo Miami or the Tallahassee Museum for some family ziplining. I've done it. It's crazy fun, and they've got the most amazing animals, beautiful outdoor zoo. Another activity my family really enjoys is visiting the Key West Butterfly and Nature Conservatory. What kid doesn't love butterflies?
Exactly.
What parent doesn't love learning about the life cycle of butterflies in the most beautiful environment? Of course, we got to talk about Kennedy Space Center with the STEM camps and educational programs. You can even train for a mission to Mars. Kids won't even know they're learning, honestly.
Exactly.
Florida. Have you been to Westgate River Ranch, Bill?
No, I've not. What, tell me about it.
Oh, this is so cool. It's conveniently located in Central Florida, and it's actually the largest dude ranch east of the Mississippi. They've got horseback riding, archery, fishing, rock climbing, rodeos, everything perfect for social distancing. Right now they're offering a schoolcation package with a $50 a day resort credit for families who are looking to do some remote learning and some glamping.
Wow, how much fun is that? That's awesome. You know, the cool thing about all this stuff, especially in Florida, is that for those adults that are counting their steps, you're going to get your steps in, right? Just naturally, going to these different venues.
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Steps and e-learning, all the things we try to make ourselves do, you just naturally do in Florida, and it's so beautiful and sunny, and you're having so much fun. For adults who are looking for a change of scenery, grab that laptop. If you're fortunate enough to be able to work from home, why not work from anywhere? Just search on Airbnb. Use that filter to search for homes and boutique hotels with 5-star ratings from Business Travelers. And then I have to tell you, Bill, we're offering this amazing package. I wish I could enter, but I'm pretty sure you and I aren't eligible.
No, probably not.
No, but for our friends outside of Florida, Visit Florida is giving the gift of travel with the What If You Were Here sweepstakes. You can enter at whatifyouwerehere.com for a chance to win, listen to this, a trip for four to anywhere in Florida, including flights, and a $5,000 Airbnb gift card to change your location and hopefully your perspective.
You know, you just gave me a great idea, you know, because we've been looking, you know, to take the show on the road. Could you imagine the Bill Martinez show going to all these different venues in Florida? And we would broadcast live from each of these venues. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. So go to Crystal River, okay?
Uh-huh.
And broadcast the manatees swimming around you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Time of year when it gets so cold in Florida, all the manatees head to Crystal River to stay warm in the spring. Or, okay, how about this? Broadcast from Tree to Tree Adventure at the Tallahassee Museum. I was telling you a little bit earlier. I want to hear you ziplining. That would be great audio. Or head all the way down to the southern point in the United States to Dry Tortugas National Park. How about some snorkeling, Bill? Mix it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm going to be in contact with you. We need to set this up. And maybe on a couple of stops or whatever, you could join us live and we can talk about these different venues. I mean, this is great stuff. I'm excited about this because we've been looking to do this sort of thing for quite a while. And this could have been the very thing that we're looking to do. So, you know, I appreciate all these great ideas, especially with the holidays coming up. So what are your suggestions for giving the gift of a Florida vacation this year? We've got the sweepstakes in play, but, you know, not everybody's going to win the sweepstakes. Was it just one grand prize winner?
Yes, I believe it's just one grand prize winner, but I love the sweepstakes because it gets you dreaming, Bill, like you were talking about taking your show on the road. And these things that I'm mentioning, a lot of them are not very expensive, you know.
Yes.
The theme parks are offering deals right now. The state parks are really affordable. One of the things my family did at the beginning of COVID was we bought a bike rack. And we've been biking
yes.
in all the parks all over Tampa Bay where we live, you know. A lot of these beaches, it's a great time to go to the beach. And even if you don't want to get in the water, you could just have a picnic, just really mix things up.
So for exactly.
travel, I would, again, say state park gift cards, you know, annual passes, or even something like a backpack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Use this backpack when you're walking through Universal Orlando Resort, taking advantage of that deal. How about some new shoes? How about some new hiking shoes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A camera, a great, yeah. A webcam, you know, a GoPro, anything like that that gets you looking forward. This year, we were kind of all on pause.
But yes.
To be able to look forward to next year, that trip that you didn't get to take that's actually more affordable than you imagined, I think is really special. So, again, I want to encourage people to go to whatifyouwerehere.com to enter for that chance to win. And, of course, not everyone will win. But you can enter once per day until December 28th.
Well, now you know why she's such the Florida insider and multimedia journalist, Delia Colon, is with us. And we're just sharing some great ideas here. I'm taking notes nonstop here, Delia. And I'm serious. I'm going to call you up. I'm going to say, look, I'm with the manatees. You better get over here. Bring the family. Let's, you know, let's share some fun and go live on the radio together here. This will be all kinds of fun. And don't forget, you know, you've got that incredible What If You Were Here sweepstakes. You got to enter to win. And, hey, who knows? It could be, you know, you could be here enjoying all these great venues that Delia has been sharing about us. So what we're not learning or working remotely from the beach, what other Florida experiences do you recommend for those eager to get outside and de-stress this year, Delia?
Ooh, something on my bucket list is the bioluminescent bay near Cocoa Beach on Florida's
Ooh.
East Coast. Yeah,
wow.
Bioluminescent kayaking and paddleboarding through the glowing lagoon. Can you imagine?
Are you kidding me? That's awesome. Are you kidding me? That? Oh, wow. About the sweepstakes, tell everybody where they can go one more time for all the information.
WhatIfYouWereHere.com. Enter for a chance to win. And you have a chance to enter once per day through December 28th. So go to WhatIfYouWereHere.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com. Impact investing and or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk. Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you looking for a job because you got laid off because of the coronavirus? Most veterans think that the GI Bill can only be used for college, but that's not true. It can also be used for retraining programs. So if you're out of work and looking for a new career, go to the VA.gov and look at the GI Bill benefits. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for a comeback. For the good of all concerned, that's what this is all about. Daphne Barak is back with us. She is the Trump versus Hollywood filmmaker, and we're going to be talking about this documentary in just a moment. But before we do, Daphne, first of all, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How have you been?
I've been very well. How have you been? It's been testing times to all of us, right?
It really has, but it's also, you know, during these tough times, this is when you build character, Daphne. And I know that you're really close to the president. And, you know, he has been a demonstration of character and strength and truth throughout the past 3.5, almost 4 years of all that he has gone through. And now here we are with an election that is in question. You've got the left saying, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And we keep throwing evidence at them. But, you know, their idea is that, well, it's not really going to change, you know, that many votes. It's really not going to change the conclusion. But we don't know that for sure because we're hearing so many hundreds of thousands of votes that are in question that the hardware and their access to it with, you know, some internet shenanigans that's going on, it brings into question the validity of this whole election. You would think if the Democrats, if everybody, if every American was serious about having a credible election, that they would be all in to make sure that Joe Biden did in fact get 80 million votes and he was in fact the properly and legally elected 46th president of the United States, wouldn't you?
Well, I think, Bill, it's actually what my new film, Trump versus the Hollywood, shows. By the way, the film would be released officially on December 14th, we'll see President Trump before we step out of the stars. But you can watch it right now on www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. www.fightingfor4oneamerica.com. Now, the film actually shows that we are completely two Americas, and we don't have to agree. But we must start a dialogue. We must talk. And dialogue is not two monologues. It's people listening to each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what it shows, because we are actually two Americas. You know, half America is accepting that Biden won, and half America is not accepting it. And it creates a problem, because after January 20th, there would be Joe Biden in the White House, and half of America would not accept that he won. And we have to do something about it. It's not only about Donald Trump. It's about really a division, which is you and I cannot recall such a division, because every elections bill, you know, it's 50-50, and less than 50% are unhappy with the result because they voted for the other guy, right? And hopefully in the future for the other lady, right? Mm-hmm. But this time it's emotional. The gap is so emotional that we have to start. That's what Trump versus Hollywood is talking. I mean, can we talk? Mm-hmm. Capital talk. I mean, we have to start what the rapper Eric B said, this quote-unquote uncomfortable conversation. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, Bill, and your listeners, that they President Trump called me Saturday, 3 days before the election. He called me Saturday night, and he was after four rallies. And Jared Kushner and I had coordinated in advance that there will be several of the rappers. We have 25 famous musicians, actors, sports figures in the film Trump versus Hollywood, a huge collection, but from all sides of the aisle, you know.
Exactly.
A conservative, left-wing, African-American, and we wanted, you know, several of the rappers to be there, the people that you and I can assume they did not vote for Trump, but they were very ready to start a conversation.
Exactly.
And he called, and he was, you can imagine, he was tired after four rallies. It was around 10:30 Eastern time. And he did. I said to him, you know, Mr. President, Money B, one of the four, didn't even want this conversation. When I asked him in the film if instead of me would be here President Trump, what would you tell him? He said, are you crazy? I mean, you want me to talk to him? He wouldn't listen. Why would I bother, right? And Trump said, no, I'm going to listen. I have all the time in the world. Yeah. The conversation was half an hour, and I know for a fact it was longer than everybody anticipated, because afterwards, when we finished, I found a text message from Jared Kushner saying, Duff, can we wrap it up? We just landed. We're just sitting on the tarmac, and the Secret Service are looking, you know.
Yeah.
So he is willing to talk. That's very...
Well, he's demonstrated that from the very beginning, Daphne. I mean, when he even asked Barack Obama said, look, it's one of the biggest threats you've got is North Korea. He said, well, have you tried to talk to Kim Jong-un? He goes, no. Well, that's kind of silly. Why would you not want to have a conversation? Look at how many people have come to the White House that you would think never in a million years would they want to come to the White House, that want to have a conversation with Donald Trump. He's never, I mean, outside of Nancy Pelosi and some of these very stiff ideologues that do not want to sit down and reason. But what I thought was quite revealing, just as you said, in the interview of these Hollywood stars, musicians, and rappers, is that they all came to a similar conclusion, and that is that we've got to be able to talk and listen to one another. Maybe we've gotten that part to that point, Daphne, where we fought ourselves out and realized that you know, this is insane to do the same thing and expect different results. That maybe it's time that we do listen to one another. What do you think?
I think, Bill, it's the beginning of everything. You know, first of all. And, you know, I mean, my husband,
yes.
and I went to the White House right after Trump recovered from his COVID. So, you know, the West Wing was completely empty, and it was really Jared Kushner, Bill and I, and a couple of top aides. And we talked about the film, because we prepared everything. And as I said to Jared, you know, Jared, you just made peace between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain.
Yes.
Then Sudan came to the picture. And as you know, I mean, I'm American, but I was born in Israel. I know how complicated this area is. And I said, you don't do peace between friends. You do peace between enemies, right? To talk is a fair thing about everything. And nobody is expecting, Bill, that every American would have the same opinion. What's so beautiful in America is that we are a melting pot of people from different culture, different religions, different colors, and we melt. And basically the diversion of opinions is that is what America is the biggest democracy in the world. But not to talk, to close the door, as Scott Baio said in the actor Scott Baio said in the film, hey, as you know, he supports Trump. He even spoke at the RNC in 2016. And he said, hey, we are willing to talk to everybody. They're not willing to talk to us. And then
exactly.
He makes a joke. And he said, you know, and if you don't want to give me roles in Hollywood because I support Trump, shame on you. Mm-hmm. And if there's a civil war, don't forget we have the gun.
I thought that was funny. I love that line.
Joke, right?
Yes.
And I was asked, you know, by Yahoo, by the Hollywood Reporter, by Variety, what do you think about that? And I said, guys, first of all, you have to put it in the context.
Exactly.
Because when we filmed with Scott Baio, it was the first interview of the 25, and it was like 4 or 5 weeks before the murder of George Floyd. So the joke was real funny at the time. I don't know if he would have made it today. It's still funny. And we have to have a sense of humor. If we lose our sense of humor and our ability to laugh together and laugh about ourselves, we're losing the number one element of a conversation. To
exactly. Well, in our humanity, I mean, look what happens on college campuses. I mean, comedians don't even want to go to college campuses anymore because they're not funny. I mean, and I'm not talking the comedians, I'm talking the audience. I mean, the audience has no sense of humor right now because at every turn they're looking for some, you know, some offense and something to complain about and something to dox and cancel you over.
And look, the one thing we have to celebrate every day is our freedom of speech. Look, Eric Roberts, the brother of Julie Roberts, father of Emma Roberts, right?
Right.
Vanity Fair put him on the cover as the busiest man in Hollywood because he's really acting in every movie possible. And he sits there and he said, we have a lunatic in the White House. Okay, now I tell you, as somebody who has interviewed the biggest dictators around the world, whether it was Muammar Gaddafi or Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe or Yasser Arafat of the Palestinians, or you know, President Musharraf of Pakistan, right? I can tell you safely that in many countries, Eric Roberts would not be able to sit next to an interviewer and say in a film that the president is a lunatic. He would be in jail.
So exactly.
We have to celebrate that we are America, one America, many opinions, but one America that everybody can express themselves. And we have to celebrate it every day because in many countries, a simple thing like that is not possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In many countries, by the way. But what are all these questions, if Trump is going to jail or not? I mean, we're not Pakistan. In Pakistan, my late friend Benazir Bhutto was the prime minister of Pakistan, said, either I'm a prime minister or my husband is in jail. Or, this, or you execute there. We are not Pakistan.
Exactly. Daphne, we got to wrap it up. Remind everybody how they can see Trump versus Hollywood and the website and all that information, if you would, please.
Absolutely. For as of December 14, it will be everywhere. Amazon, Apple, everything. And now, until then, please go and watch on www.fightingforoneamerica.com. I promise you diversion of opinion. Very painful moment and very
sadly, funny. Our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.